Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be here. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. You know, the big headline today, not the biggest one, cockatoos are getting smarter. Should humans be worried? Wall Street Journal actually put that out. I'm going to have to say yes, it wouldn't take much to be smarter than the average American. A slug is smarter than the average American right now. The midterms, I just wanted to say real quick before I bring on my amazing guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, I just wanted to say that they keep spinning the midterms as razor thin. It's mathematically impossible in America. The conservatives have still the majority in America, so I don't believe it for a moment, but they're trying to do that so they can gauge up the election fraud so that you'll believe it because you'll think it's razor thin. Just like McMuffin, breakfast sandwich, we call him. And he's running against Mike Lee. It's not a tight race. Mike Lee will take it, of course. And McMuffin is a liar. He's always been a liar, always will be a liar, doesn't even know what he stands for. And he's supported by so many leftist groups that it's pathetic. And so he's a scumbag. What can you say? So, you know, I would definitely not believe that the midterms are razor thin and start calling the media on this because we know they're not. Look, I've got the most amazing guest, of course. I love Dr. Lee Merritt. I love to bring her on because let me just tell you, she's a fountain of knowledge. Every time I bring her on, I'm learning something new. I know you guys must be learning something from her and usually a volume of things. Dr. Merritt has been in private practice of orthopedic and spine surgery since 1995 and is the past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons and is a lifelong advocate of free market, patient-centered medicine. She actually had the opportunity a long time ago to go on the John Stossel show and fight Obamacare, and I'm so glad she did that. And of course, check out her recent YouTube on Doctors for Disaster Preparedness, SARS-CoV-2, and the Rise of Medical Technocracy. It's fantastic. And then also themedicalrebel.com, themedicalrebel.com. You can go there and join her Substack because she reveals so much on her Substack. Dr. Merritt, so glad to have you with us because I cannot wait to pick your brain today. How are you?
Oh, great. Nice to see you, Kate. This is great.
Nice to see you.
I have to say, warn your listeners, I was demonetized from Substack. I'm the only person I know who was. So I've moved it onto my website, themedicalrebel.com. So you can find it there. Yeah. You just go up and you can, when you click in, you can find all the stuff.
They're doing this to everybody. I mean, the outrage we should be having at all of the censorship is insane. You just can't believe it. I think we're deer in a headlight, right? It feels that way still. So.
I think, though, that they're desperate because I think we're smarter than they thought we were.
Right.
I think human beings are actually going to take this back. Humanity first. I think we are actually smarter than they gave us credit for. And we're figuring a lot of stuff out. And, and so that's why there's a lot of fear mongering. I mean, this idea of nuclear weapons, I shared you that the Substack I did that talked about why you're not going to be doing nuclear weapons, essentially, in a world when you have scalar weapons. You know, Putin's not going to. I said to my car dealer, that's a friend of mine, I said, you know, if a nuclear weapon, if Putin throws a nuclear weapon out there, I'm going to eat my sports car, you know, piece by piece. I bet you there's zero chance of that. Now, we could do it. Unfortunately, NATO might throw a nuclear weapon out there to make him the guilty, to try and blame it. The only person that would throw out a nuke right now is somebody that wants to make a false flag against somebody else, wants to blame somebody else. But this is just a lot of fear nonsense. You know, the coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 that's now 80% fatal. Don't buy into this. Don't monkeypox. You know, they just can't. They keep coming up with more stuff all the time.
Oh, they're bringing back the variants. I mean, I used to tell people when moronic came into view, I said, go to the hospital and test for Delta just to see their face drop. They won't know what to do. And now they're bringing back these variants. And I think you must just be laughing. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. A variant that strikes the world for a month. I mean, what? I don't know. We're less than a cockatoo for sure. A slug at this point, but yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people are believing it. The other thing is, and this again, people want to say this is all conspiracy theory, which is why on my website I had that point about how you get your news. You know, Sheep right. just sit back and listen to CNN or something. Wolves go search right. the news. Okay. And that's, and I know you are awesome at doing that sort of thing. And that's why, I mean, the, if you really look around at the world, it is true. There are islands off Antarctica that are named Delta and Omicron. They're owned by the Rothschilds. Go look it up.
Yes.
I mean, they love symbols. I'm just, my point is that this is all symbolic and fear mongering, and everything they do is to divide us and to keep us afraid and keep us separated. That's the right. If there's an answer here, it's do not be separated from your fellow man and do not be right. afraid. Go forth and prosper and fight the good fight.
Love this. Love this. There's so much news. I think people are getting a little strangled by all of the news coming out about vaccines and all of the dangers, the deaths, the sudden adult death syndrome and all of this. And I just wanted you to comment on this because one of the big headlines was the court ordered the CDC, of course, Dell did a great job on this, to release the data indicating 18 million vaccine injuries in America. And so they're finally having to release this by a court order because they refused to. That should tell people volumes. But just the latest, what is your perspective on the latest coming out?
Okay. Well, it's grim. I mean, the numbers are grim. And what we've been seeing is grim, all the sudden deaths and the people dropping over. And I'd like to, maybe after the break, I'll talk about the soccer numbers I have about soccer players and deaths, because I did a little research on that. But here's the point I'm going to say, first of all, if you're listening to this and you've been vaccinated, they've been steering the conversation away from anything other than mRNA. And they made it sound like we can't do anything about your vaccine injuries because it's all mRNA. It got into your DNA and you're just hosed and we don't know what to do. That is not true. Again, I think that is another of the fear tactics. And I think that now, through a combination of data from Celeste Solem and Karen Kingston, what she just came out with, and Brian Artist and so many people, we are finding things that we can do something about. And I think we can take care. I think we can probably do a lot of it, because we're not finding mRNA in these vaccines. After it's all said and done, there are 18 labs out there that are studying these vaccines, from Sinovac to the Sputnik, to AstraZeneca, Moderna, and what they are not finding is mRNA. Now, when I said that to Karen Kingston a month or so ago, I remember she said something like, well, maybe it's because the mRNA goes away. It just dissipates if it isn't kept in cold after 10 weeks coming out of the cold storage. Raising my hand. And I said, I'm not really buying that. That's like, how can we not do not watch CSI? I mean, what's all that genetic studies on the dead bodies? So there are things in there. It's hydrogel. And that's what she's come up with. Brilliant stuff she's come up with. So hydrogel, reduced graphene oxide and some metal fragment stuff. And I think we have a way out of this. It's also EMF. That's another real bad part of this whole thing. So that's what we need to talk about, is how we get ourselves out of this, and then how do we take our world back? And, I've said for a long time, one of the ways we take our world back is changing our language. We have to realize we've been lied to about basic physiology and medicine probably since 1905, if not earlier, but certainly since then. The idea that we transmit disease to each other through these little animalcules that float out and make each other sick is a great anti-human agenda without proof. We have to go back in medicine and in biology and look at, how did we prove these things? And if you don't know how something was proved, then it isn't proved until you figure out how it was proved.
100%, Dr. Lee Merritt, I'm with you. And when we come back, I have so many things I want to talk about with you, even about that as well, because yes, the Rockefellers, in the absence of finding a bacteria back in 1905, actually declared this new thing called a virus, and it was going to be invisible and it was going to be contagious. And they changed history from then on by claiming that. And you go back to the lie, and the lie is bold and fierce, and it's right there. And I'm sorry, you can't escape the facts that the Rockefellers and a good old Simon Flexner lied about the whole thing, because they couldn't find what they were looking for. You don't go and invent something, but there was a definite purpose to it. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Merritt. Go to themedicalrebel.com. You're going to get so much great information for your health too. Themedicalrebel.com. That's Lee's website. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
X3. It stands for triiodine, or all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt. I love her to pieces. She's so fantastic. And we have so many things to talk about. I also wanted to mention this too. I interviewed Dr. Brian Artis again, and he talked about if you have lost your taste and smell, to try nicotine gum for 3 days, half a dose, three times a day, like half of a piece of gum, three times a day for 3 days, and you're going to get your taste and smell back. And I wanted to share that because I know a lot of people are struggling with some of these things, and it has a lot to do with the nicotine receptors. There's just a lot of things that we're faced with. And sometimes the answer, just like smokers, just you didn't see them getting, you know, pneumonia or whatever was going on. I don't think it's COVID. COVID's a label, but you get the drift. A lot of people still struggle with taste and smell. And I just thought that was really fascinating and kind of interesting. So that you could do that.
Come up anyway. With a lot of good stuff. And I honestly think if you start getting sick, it might not be a bad idea to just try it. Right? It's funny that, unlike so many other things, it seems, and I wonder now about flu. I don't know. I didn't notice. I don't treat people with this usually. So, but certainly in the COVID, whatever we want to call this, the outbreak, the first round of this, people that were smokers were not very well represented. In fact, they didn't show up very often. It was mostly non-smokers. He's right about that. So, yeah, he came up. That's. You know, they have the big thing about the, you know, people always ask me, what do you think about the venom issue? And he and I are friends. We talk about this and we've talked about it. And because he's the one that really got me on the parasite program. I mean, the whole thinking about parasites. But he, the whole thing about the venom is it's just not the way it happened. I'm not saying they don't have venom somehow in here in the vaccines. That could be possible. But what's against that is the clinical presentation. It did not. The fact that they measured it in the blood, it could be your body's producing something like that. It could be, but it's just not. It doesn't fit because it's dose related. And the people that should have died would have been the children, the smaller body weight. That isn't what happened. Right. It was the obese people that died, not the little people that died. Right. When you get bitten by a snake, body mass helps. I mean, if you're a big guy, you're less apt to die from a certain dose than a little person. So, but what is true, and I think this is already, we're seeing some of this, we're already seeing bottled waters that are have graphene oxide in it. So my advice is do not drink bottled water. If you're going, just from a practical bioweapons point, it's not impossible to dose a building, okay? You can certainly dose a building with a toxin. They've shown that. But dosing a city gets harder. It doesn't matter that there's underground connections and that it's all interconnected. It's just volume related. You can't just do this in a stealth manner in an easy way, okay? Unless you're using a very, very concentrated nerve toxin. And then venom doesn't quite make that. It, VX maybe or something like that, but not this. But what is possible and easy to do for these guys would be to dose your bottled water. There's very little quality control in bottled water, it turns out. You think there is, and people think, I always used to think bottled water was more preferable when I was traveling than tap water. Turns out that's not true. Now I just drink tap water when I'm traveling, and I use my chlorine dioxide and I neutralize the fluoride. But, if you have good filters, you're better off with your tap water.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and also on that gum, it was 10 minutes, half a piece, 10 minutes, three times a day for 3 days. That's what he talked about. But I'm excited to talk to you about cancer, about parasites. I mean, you have so much information. I don't even know where to start, Dr. Merritt. You have so much great information. You're one of the great researchers. People, you don't realize this. Dr. Merritt does her homework and then does extra homework for everybody else. So I love the fact that you're hitting hard on, you know, our history with virus. We need to re-examine that. Our history with cancer, we need to re-examine that. The moonshot, oh my gosh. I mean, could anything be more pathetic that King Fraud-A-Lot's trying to do right now is the cancer moonshot. So tell me some of your thoughts on cancer and virus.
Well, yeah. And honestly, Kate, I appreciate you kind of got me started on the old archives of newspapers, which really illuminates what's been going on, not just about 1918, but it turns out also Woodstock. Did anybody remember? I was in college then. Does anybody remember that there was a flu pandemic during Woodstock? No, we just remember that all these people were grouped together at Woodstock and they didn't get sick. Nobody remembered it. When you ask people that went to Woodstock, weren't you worried about the flu? They say, no, not really. What flu? You know, it's like they were all young people. No. So there's been a very interesting psyop going on about these viruses for a long time. But the issue of parasites is really, I'll tell you how I got first. God works in funny ways, and he gives you little dips of information in all different things in your life. And sometimes they just come together, and that's parasites for me. So a year or so ago, one of my friends who's a pastor, a minister, had throat cancer, and his wife found fenbendazole.org. It's an underlying group that treats cancer using fenbendazole. Now, fenbendazole, otherwise known as Panacure C, is a dewormer they use for cattle and dogs. If you take your dog down to, you get dewormed with Panacure C. Okay. We used to deworm farm families and they've stopped kind of doing that. But here's the problem. The problem is we all have parasites. The bottom line here is we all have parasites. Now, why does it treat cancer? What is cancer? See, my friend was under the impression that fenbendazole was one of these drugs that also treated cancer and treated parasites. So it was good that he got it. And he did very well, better than his cohorts in the treatment program. So but what's the issue? The issue is when we see somebody that pops up and we say they have metastases, we see these things on the MRI and there are all these different blobule things on MRI, but the MRI doesn't tell you what it is. The MRI shows spots based on the physical properties of what you're looking at. So if it's got more water, if the water is moving, different things like that cause it to be bright or dark. Well, when we look at MRIs and we see all these spots, we just say, oh, they've got metastases. And then we start looking for a primary cancer somewhere, right? Same thing with MS. MS, we always thought MS is this neurologic diagnosis. We don't completely know what causes it, but we can diagnose it on MRI because we see these bright spots in your brain and your spinal cord. Well, it turns out a pathologist down in Florida did a study of autopsies of MS deaths, and 100% of them had parasites in the brain and spinal cord. So what we're seeing and calling plaques turn out to be parasite damage. Same thing, I think, is going on with the parasites. And one of the things I've noticed in this is that when I was in the military, young guys, the 20-year-olds that are your classic military personnel, if they showed up and they had a cancer, it was just a single cancer, you know, maybe a testicular cancer. That's an age-related thing that they have. Okay, now if they take this vaccine, they show up with cancer all over their body. Now, what is that? Why would this be going on? Well, it's because these guys are exposed to parasites, probably more than the average, because they're all over the world doing this, and then we don't know completely what's in the vaccine because they still haven't told us for these thousands of pages of redacted junk they send us. But what we do know is some of the effects. And one of the effects is it drops out your toll-like receptors. It's part of your immune system that is like the Roman sentries doing vigilance on your parasites. So we're now, when you take the vaccine, you drop off the sentries that alert your immune system that there are parasites that need to be walled off out there. That's what I think is going on. Much more to say, but that's how I got into thinking about parasites and how to get a protocol together to not let people die from this.
Absolutely. You know, women are being told don't go in for a breast exam if you take the shot for 6 months because you will find they will find cancer, and they're in total denial and say it's not really cancer, but it just looks like cancer. Oh, good grief. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Merritt on the Alex Jones Show. So stay with us. You're not going to want to miss. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, happy to be with you today. Make sure you go get those supplements in bulk. Make sure you have them. They'll keep on the shelf, I promise. But get your supplements in order. I'm serious. I'd always say get your house in order. Get your supplements in order, because the way that our medical cartel is going, I think that we'll have a lot of supplements slip away from the market, and get them while you can, because we really need to make sure we have quite a bit handy. Our immune system is getting attacked. And for the last 100 years, they've been doing a huge, huge number on our immune system, and we haven't realized it. I think we flock to go get a vaccine so stupidly because we think that's going to save us, when really and truly, I think it's what's been doing the damage to us all along, especially if you go do some homework. The AMA, so corrupt. I was just listening to a speaker say, you know, the medical cartel is 10 times more corrupt than even government. I mean, can you get more corrupt than Washington, D.C.? So Dr. Merritt, I mean, there are many things. I mean, mind-blowing on the MS, by the way. Wow. There are many things like that, though, in our past that they chalked up to virus, that they chalked up to this infectious illness. And everybody knows, if you just take a step back, when your family members are sick, you didn't automatically get sick, did you? So no one ever, we don't even look at the evidence right in front of our faces that these things really could not be infectious. It's just, it's the immune system kind of manifesting itself in the same symptoms over and over again, saying, you know, you're not doing well with your immune system. But what are your thoughts? I mean, there's so many things that, like MS.
Right. So when we talk about viruses, well, so MS is a perfect example. And I think cancer is also an example of, in medicine, we have this acronym WNL, and it's supposed to mean within normal limits, but in point of fact, it often means we never looked. So the reason we didn't figure that out in MS is nobody bothered to autopsy these people and look at it critically. They all are looking at things with this paradigm that this disease is one of those things we don't know about, so look over here, we'll just do it this way. This is the virus, so we look over in this box. We're not looking at it with an open scientific mind. Now, as you and I've talked about, and you've helped research too, is in 1918, they actually looked at, they did autopsies of the victims, and they actually tried to prove transmission. They couldn't prove transmission, and they couldn't prove what was causing the problem. Those autopsies were then looked at by a Chinese group in 2018, I think, and they looked at the old pathologic blocks of the influenza deaths, and they concluded, using modern, quote, genetic and virologic techniques, that they still didn't know what caused the pandemic of 1918. And so what happened here, when this thing broke out, and by the way, don't you think it's kind of interesting that they I remember them sitting around kind of showing how they were debating what to call this. And it was, they came up with COVID-19. When Richard Rothschild in 2015 patented a test for COVID-19, and it was shipped out in 2018. I mean, you know, and I looked into that. That's not rumor. That's actually in multiple patent libraries. So in any case, so this is all a scam. But whatever it is, these guys, the transmission, the Chinese looked at, again, at the blocks, and they said, we still can't figure it out. And our people, when they finally got tired of being told, don't do autopsies, we were told, don't do autopsies. And there was no systematic, for all the billions that we give to the CDC and the FDA and NIH, all our great researchers, all our great universities, they didn't systematically do a pathologic clinical review of all the cases they diagnosed as COVID. Nobody wanted to know. No, they didn't want to know. We never looked. We just don't want to know. They didn't want us to know. But now, about mid-June of 2021, a paper was published by pathologists that they looked at all these. It was, I think, 26 papers and 360 patients, roughly, something like that. And they looked at they screened. There's a meta-analysis of autopsy and in COVID positive patients. And guess what they said also? This is a year and a half after the outbreak started. And they said, we still don't know in the vast majority of these cases what killed them, what this disease is. We just don't know. They don't have an ideology. So when we talk about a lot of stuff, we're talking about it at a basic unknown level. I mean, we don't know what we should know by now. So something, when you can't figure it out with all these smart people, there's something wrong around the world. And I'm saying what it is, it's like the magician that wiggles his right hand and the answer's in front of you, but we're not paying attention to it. We need to look at what's in front of you. And this whole thing with parasites, I got to say, first of all, it fits what we're seeing. If you really look at it, the besides the military people I talked about, look at all the people that you know that had cancer that was in remission, and then suddenly they took the vaccine, so-called vaccine, and their cancer just blew out all over the place. You know, it's about your immune system, and using what they've done is the part of this is they've actually dumbed down our immune system to make us vulnerable to our own parasites. But it gets even worse. Now, when you look at what Karen Kingston just came up with, she found old stuff from Ralph Baric that Ralph Baric admitted, well, you know, yes, we did isolate this spike protein genetically and we tried to manipulate it and do this stuff, but it just didn't work very well. You know, so that's one fact. The other fact is the RNA idea, this idea that we have RNA, that this is all about RNA, whether it's in the virus or in the vaccine. You know, there's something wrong with that, I realized when I said the RNA therapies that we actually did get to market, but then there was only a couple, but the one that was the most promising was one about eyes. And mm-hmm. It cost $1 million a dose in 2018. Are you telling me that in 2 years time frame, we now can have an mRNA vaccine for 30 billion people and that we created it? The time course to make 30 billion or not 30 billion, but however many doses they put out, a lot of billions of doses because they vaccinated people sometimes four and five times all over the world. They say 70% of us are all vaccinated. You couldn't have produced that in this short a time. Just not forget, get the research and development. How could you produce that many vials? There's something wrong with that too, and something wrong with the money. So if you get away from the idea this is mRNA mediated, look at what Karen Kingston just came up with. She said, you know, there's hydrogel, the three things that the 18 labs found in these vaccines of all sorts: hydrogel, graphene oxide, and metals. Hydrogel is not just a thing that, you know, it's a polymer that's cross-linked that absorbs water. That's at its simplest level. We use hydrogel in labs. We use hydrogel to make contact and lenses. There's lots of stuff. But now we have genetically engineered hydrogel that they're literally saying is a new life form. It can multiply. It can expand. And it can react to outside forces, including wavelength. So you've got, they call it smart hydrogel, and now you've got smart genetic engineered hydrogel. And that is what apparently she has found data that has made the spike protein, the thing you're showing on that picture now that they've got you, everybody's scared about, ooh, that spike protein. Most of this, in fact, all of this is CGI. The picture that we classically see of the blue, it looks like a blue ball with all these spiky things coming out of it. It looks really scary. It sounds scary. That's CGI. It's nothing. It's a picture. It's no more real than my dryer balls that look very similar, you know? So, but what these are is this hydrogel, like you're seeing right there, it can conform to 5G. So in one conformation, it can hook into your ACE2 pathway. In another conformation, it doesn't. So they can dose us with this hydrogel. It can get into us. It acts like a synthetic parasite, and then they can turn on the 5G and create disease outbreaks wherever they want. I think that's what's happening. Now, when it comes to parasite, why? The other thing is, I'll have to say, remember George Carlin, the seven words you couldn't say on TV? Well, now you can say all of those words on TV. Here are the six words you can't say on TV right now. You can't say nitazoxanide, chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, fenbendazole, and chlorine dioxide. Those are the six anti-parasitic drugs, and they all seem to work, some better than others. So honestly, that's why we all need to start treating ourselves. I've got a new video coming out that'll be up tonight, I hope, all about, so if anybody has questions, because I get 10 or 15 calls a day, that to go over the parasite protocol. No, I can't do it for everybody. It's going to be on this video. So
I love that. Go to themedicalrebel.com because you'll see so many beneficial things for your health. And the newest and latest, and this is why I had Dr. Merritt on today, is because I wanted to talk about the newest, the latest, and we'll come back. We have more, trust me on this. There's so much more to discuss. Make sure you're getting supplements. I think there's such a war on supplements, and they would love to get rid of supplements. I think that's obviously it's been their attack for a while. It's still coming. Be right back.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show, final segment with Dr. Lee Merritt. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My website, katedalyradio.com. And of course, Dr. Lee Merritt's website, themedicalrebel.com. You really need to look at her website too, because let me just tell you, there's great info on there. And, you know, I've referred to America as Pfizer America because we have turned into a pharma nation, and pharma is who backs all the politicians and buys them off. And we have so many problems because of pharma. I know that people credit pharma, and there are instances where pharma is credited, but I actually think had we gone with more natural processes as it was totally ousted by pharma back in the early 1900s, we would have been so much better off, because we would have had all the side effects and additional drugs you have to take with pharma. But, you know, people die every winter. And talk to me about what are they dying from? Because a lot of people go, yeah, well, I got the flu from, you know, so-and-so. And so talk to me about winter, because we're just about to launch into it.
Yeah, because flu means influenza. I mean, influenza means influence. It doesn't mean a disease. It doesn't even, and we have hundreds of years of data that show that this disease would spontaneously erupt around the world simultaneously in the age of wooden ships and iron men. You couldn't sail that fast around the world, and ships would be out alone in the middle of the ocean, like in the Napoleonic Wars, in the middle of the ocean. And they would get an influenza outbreak. Now that, and they've no contact with land, but the land was having it too. Can't explain that on an airborne little thing that comes out of our mouths. Okay, so what's going on? Well, some really smart astronomers figured out it correlated perfectly with sunspot cycles and sun activity, flares and cycles. Ionization, we are electrical beings. When you ionize the atmosphere, problems happen. And this is the problem of 5G now. This has been the problem from the time of the 1918 pandemic and the telegram lines. And, you know, people had telegrapher's disease from living around or working underneath the telegram lines. And the way that the telegram company actually solved it is interesting. They put a long twist in the wire, so it gave off a different electromagnetic signal and didn't make them sick. And that's why now we have an opportunity to do something similar. But so what happens in the winter with flu? When we call it the flu season, and I call it the winter death season now because we can't say it's due to influenza. Generally, it's the most infirm people. You don't notice the winter death season taking your usual. Unlike this vaccine nightmare, we don't usually see sudden death of young, healthy people. Okay, we see the elderly being taken out, the immune compromised, the infirm. Now, here's what's, and actually I credit Larry Pilevsky clued me into this. And then I read some work by a doctor a PhD in the University of Washington on you can look it up yourself. It's called the exclusionary zone of water. Okay. So we all have toxins in the body, and how do we get rid of them? There are only certain ways we can get rid of them, but ultimately it's in our cells, and we have to excrete them out of our cells and out of us. Either you poop it out, you vomit it out, you sweat it out, and it comes out of you, but it comes out of your cells. Now, we've always been taught that our energy comes only from food, that we're not plants. We don't get energy from the sun, but that's not true. Every cell in our body is like a battery. it's got a dipole. It's got a more positive end and a more negative end. It's charged, okay? And to charge your battery, we actually get benefit from the infrared and near infrared rays of the sun. That's what those wavelengths do for us. So in the summer, we don't see a death cycle because people are outside more, they get more sunlight. They stock up their batteries, they can get rid of toxins, and now they can work long hours and no problem. But what happens in the winter? Well, now we don't have as much sun. We're wearing a lot of clothes in the cold climate areas, and we tend to have, we go to bed later. We still stay up late because we have electric lights, right? So we're not acting like my great grandparents. They didn't have electricity, so they would have gone to bed when the sun goes down. But we don't. We stay up late. We get ready for Christmas. The kids are coming home. We clean the house. We do all these things. But we don't have the energy input from the sun to really, really keep our batteries charged. You know, we always said, you know, he did that to keep and he charged up his batteries, meaning he got some sleep or some rest and he got some food. That really is true. You know, we have batteries in us. So when you don't charge them up with the sun, then you don't have that dipole and you can't get rid of toxins. And so the toxins get built up and the most vulnerable die from toxicity. It's essentially toxicity. You don't need a virus to explain this whole thing. And this guy in Washington actually shows how it works, how you put a negative charge, how you use the dipole in your cells to wall off a toxin. Now, here's the other thing, as you were saying, everything they've done since 1905 has been to damage us. What is one of the things that they've done? They've made it so that every time you have a fever or your kid has a fever, oh, we got to get that fever down. No. Think of your cell's water is not in a water form. It's like gelatin. It's a gel water. It's the fourth state of water, they call it. And so think about if I put you could experiment yourself. If you had pepper and you put ground pepper and you mixed it into the gelatin when it froze, and now you want to get those pieces out, how would you do it? Well, you'd melt the gelatin, right? You'd make it softer. Then the pepper will rise up or sink or something, and it'll come out of the gelatin. Your cells, when you get sick, you have a temperature. Animals will move up a gradient to get warmer, because when they get sick, they have to get rid of this toxin. Their cells get warmer. The gelatin gets softer. They can expel the toxins. What if our medical people continuing to tell us, oh, take this, ibuprofen, take this for the flu, or take this for temperature, bring down the temperature. No, the only thing, and don't ever take a chemical to bring down the temperature. That's a double whammy to kill you. What you do is if you have a temperature, you live with it. And if it gets too uncomfortable, if it gets up over 104 or something, then okay, sponge yourself down or your child down, you know, in a bathtub like grandma used to do, like my mother used to do. They never gave me ibuprofen for a fever. That's not the right thing to do, but our medical people continue to do it. That's what kills us in the winter. Don't need viruses. It's toxins.
Oh, I love this. I love it when you just explain it like this, because these are the things we've been missing. We have not been educated on any of this. I think the whole vaccine program really and truly was to hurt our immune system. We didn't need it. We have good sanitation. You don't need it when you have good sanitation at a time. And they sold it to us in a time of great sanitation here in America. So there's just so many things like this. And I think that's such great advice. We run to go get anything chemical or pharma in our bodies when truly what we should be looking at is past remedies, really. There's brilliant knowledge in these things.
Any doctor could have done what I did. Like, this is not my specialty. I'm an orthopedic surgeon, okay? But I started looking into the vaccine. I vaccinated my children. I wouldn't do it again, but I vaccinated them because I was a classically trained physician, right? But I can remember, I should have remembered this because I remembered it later. My professor of medicine, pediatrics in medical school said, vaccines didn't cure childhood diseases, plumbers did. And his point was just what you said. It was sanitation and nutrition that decreased death from childhood diseases. Now, one thing everybody asks me about is, well, how do your kids get chickenpox then? Well, I mean, there's a couple possibilities, but what I think it's going to turn out to be is the electromagnetic transmission of disease. You see, that is the scariest thing, is that we now know through Luc Montagnier and Jacques Bienveniste that water has memory, and that you can capture the electromagnetic signal and of biomolecules and transmit them. Dr. Koznacheyev, a Russian in the 20s and 30s, showed you can transmit disease by ultraviolet and near ultraviolet photons from one from dying cells that have been poisoned to unpoisoned cells that will then start to die the same way. He figured out, he showed this in thousands of experiments. And so if it's possible, these psychopaths could capture the death photons of some disease and broadcast it with 5G on all of us. That's how chickenpox could possibly happen. You know, my body, and I'm a 3.5-year-old, it's time to detox. I start detoxing. I get these little scabby things and little things on my rash. And then, my cells are giving off an electromagnetic photon, consistent with chickenpox that my 4-year-old friend in the room takes up. And then his body says, oh, time to detox. Okay, I'll do it too. You know, and then they do it. Well, that sounds goofy, but that's
to each other, right? So if bodies talk to each other, that's why women's cycles sync up when they live together. Bodies talk to each other. And what you're saying is we have so much proof of it. So
nobody doubts that, but they don't explain it.
Yeah.
And how do our cells talk to each other? Right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And Tesla was right. He said, if you want to understand the universe, this medium that you're talking about is really what kind of rules the earth. And he figured it out. And of course they took him out and dismissed all of his findings or stole them. Who knows? But
now,
Dr. Lee Merritt.
Oh, I was going to say, Tesla also said, though, everything in biologic life is between 6 and 8 hertz. And if we understand how it all works, then we can use wavelength to control the mind. That's what he said, too. So there's an evil side of this.
Go to your website for more of this. Go to themedicalrebel.com. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with all of you today. And thanks for tuning into The Alex Jones Show.
You know where the CIA tunes in, right? You know where the Russians tune in. You know everybody tunes in, right? You know who Tucker Carlson tunes into and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk? You know where they tune in, right? They tune in right here.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We are witnessing the Mark of the Beast system openly rolled out and announced. Whether you believe the Bible is inspired by God or the Word of God or not, what was written over 2,000 years ago by John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos is coming true. A world government that makes you take a mark in the hand or the head to be able to buy and sell, and that you must worship the beast. That means follow what the beast says, or you can't buy or sell. It's not just that you have to have the mark to buy or sell. You've got to do what the beast wants you to do, or you cannot buy and sell. And that's where, in late 2022, we are. Last week, the World Economic Forum was given over $100 million by Government of Canada to roll out a world ID through the UN based on the Communist Chinese digital social credit score system. And now, just today, Bill Gates came out. Here's the article right here. And his foundation donated $200 million to expand digital ID surveillance system for the same Chinese communist control program. So the social credit score in communist China and all the control you see is the model of this system being rolled out in Spain, rolled out in Italy, rolled out in Germany, rolled out in Canada, and now they're trying to roll it out here in America. Just a few years ago, Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, said, you will have to take a microchip to buy and sell in the near future. And now here we are. So this is a huge, huge issue that they can then dictate to you through this new digital currency, through this world ID, every action you take in your life, with a carbon tax, through the social credit score, through universal basic income, as they shut off the regular economy and small businesses, making you sign on for government handout. But with that handout comes all of the rules of the game. This is no longer theoretical on some drawing board or some computer. This is something the bureaucrats and the mega corporations and major governments are doing. There's a race between the West and communist China to see, with big tech, who can put this in first. So it's scary, but at least we are exposing it, and at least we know about it. Just last week, PayPal said, if you criticize government, if you criticize open borders or forced injections or anything else, gun control, we're going to fine you $2,500 for what we say you're doing in your own personal life. We're going to surveil you, and then we're going to censor you. But within days of the announcement, they had to back off because of the backlash. So submitting to this only makes things worse. Standing up to it and saying no only makes things better. And that's why it's so important today, ladies and gentlemen, to say no to world war, no to nuclear war, no to open borders, no to pedophilia, no to the Satanism that is the New World Order. And you cannot do that better than sharing the articles and videos and links from InfoWars.com and Band.Video to be the Paul Revere's of your era and to get amazing products that God gave us through Mother Nature to empower our stamina, our energy, our libido, everything else, including our immune systems. And that's why, if you want to support the InfoWar at this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3, the missing link for health that blocks the bad halogens. It's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We've got a Save InfoWars 1776 mega sale running for the next week. The biggest sales up to 60% off in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much and join us during this important part of history.